Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechas Bamitziah, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Yud, Mishnah Yud Aleph. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Esar Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zecher Defayin Reziva Kagon B'Karav Mamesh. And we continue discussing Shomrim, continuing from the previous Mishnah, which in particular was talking about Araya, a shepherd who's considered a Shomer Sachar because he's being paid to watch the sheep, and what his chiyuvim are. So Mishnah tells us, Mesa Kedarka, if one of the animals died like regular, it just simply died. Harei Zeh Oines, that's a Oines, and the shepherd is not chayv to pay for that. However, Sifka V'Mesa ain't a Oines. If he afflicted it and it died, that's not an Oines. For example, he beat it, or he left it out in the blazing sun without giving it water, or in the freezing cold, and that's why it died, so it's not an oinus, and he's chayv to pay. Another din, also the Rashi Tzukin, v'nafla hareza oinus. Let's say one of the animals went up to the top of a cliff or a really steep mountain and fell down and died, that's an oinus. We focus on the word also that it went up and it was against his will. Perhaps it was really strong and it dragged him up to where he couldn't prevent it, and it fell down, so that's an oinus. He's not chayv to pay for that. However, hell, the Rashi Tzukin, if he brought it up to the cliff himself, or if he just didn't watch it, and that's why it went up, v'nafla v'mesa, and it fell and died, ain't oinus. It's not an oinus, and he's chayv to pay for that. Mishnah concludes by telling us, Masna Shomer Chinam Liyos Pater Mishvua. A Shomer Chinam can make a tenai, can make a stipulation that he's going to be pater from Shvua. As we had said, a Shomer Chinam is pater from everything. He doesn't have to pay, but he would have to make a Shvua. He would have to swear that it got lost or stolen, and then he's pater. However, if he wants, says the Tana of the Mishnah, he could make a stipulation when he's taking upon himself to be a Shomer that I'm not going to make a Shvua if something happens. And furthermore, about Shail, a borrower, Liyos Pater Mishalim, he can make a stipulation that he's pater from paying if something happens, and Noisus Sachar Basachar, a paid watchman or a renter, they can make a stipulation, Lias Patrun Mishvua Umil Shalim, to be potter from Shvua. If an Oinus happens, we know that they're potter from Oinus, but they would have to make a Shvua about that. Or if it was Gneva Veda, they have to pay, they can make a stipulation that they're potter from paying, and all this is perfectly okay, because again, they stipulated, and that's fine. However, Mishnah Yud Aleph tells us, Kol Masna Mashakasa B'Taira, Tanai Batal. If someone makes a stipulation against what's written in the Taira, so his Tanai is Batal. He can't go against the Taira. Now, it's important to note this is Shitas Rav Meir, but we do not paskin like him. And we really hold that a person could make a stipulation even though it's against what's written in the Torah. Since he stipulated this from the get-go, from the offset, that's within his right, and he's allowed to do that. Now, once we're talking about different stipulations, the Mishnah continues and tells us, V'chol tanai shiyesh maisa b'tchilasai, tanai batal. Any stipulation that's made, that the maisa is before the tanai, that tanai is batal. There's always two parts to a tanai. There's the maisa, which is what's going to happen, and there's the tanai, which is what has to be done in order for the thing to happen. For example, Reuven's going to give Shimon his pen on condition that Shimon gives him a big smile. And so what the Mishnah just told us is that if the maisa was before the tanai, then the tanai is batal and the maisa is kayam. And translating that into our example, if Reuven told Shimon, I'm going to give you my pen if you give me a big smile, since the tanai came second, and that's an improper way of saying it, Reuven has to give the pen even if Shimon doesn't smile. The proper way to say it would be the other way around. If you give me a big smile, then I'll give you my pen. And in that situation, it's only if Shimon smiles does he receive the pen. And lastly, the Mishnah tells us, V'chol she'efshar lo l'kayma b'sofai, any tanai that's able to be mekayim, it's able to be fulfilled in the end, and he made that tanai in the beginning, tanai kayim. It's a valid tanai. And that means that if a tanai is not fulfilled, the person didn't fulfill the stipulation, so then the maisa doesn't have to happen either. However, if something was not able to be mekayim in the end, the person was not able to do it, it was simply impossible, then we do not pay attention to the tanai. For example, if a husband tells his wife, here's your get, on condition that you go all the way up to the shemayim, almanas shetali l'rakia, you have to go up to heaven. Now that's impossible to fulfill. She's not able to get up to shemayim. And therefore we say that the tanai is batal, she doesn't have to fulfill it, and the get is mekayim, she is divorced. And the reason why is because we understand the husband doesn't really want her to do something in order to be able to receive the get. He's just trying to make her meshuggah and give her a hard time. And therefore, no tanai needs to be fulfilled, and she is divorced. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Parak Ches Mishnah Aleph and Beis. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.